You know, all these people that took the jabs and they've already destroyed their brain neurons, they've lost their humanity. They've lost like these mirror neurons that have empathy and compassion. And that's why they stay Democrats who are rooted in hatred and intolerance and violence and everything. Can you imagine if on top of all the brain damage caused by the vaccines, you start injecting yourself with lizard venom peptides every single week? Like, what could cause more brain damage? I mean, what are these people going to have left? Reptilian brainstem, basically. And that kind of describes Nancy Pelosi. Didn't she say that she's going to have a reptilian, cold-blooded... Oh, here it is. We've got the story on Natural News. Now, this is totally bonkers. She said... Here it is. She said that she plans to win the White House for Kamala and that she's going to turn the House of Representatives back to Democrat control using, quote, discreet reptilian cold-blooded strategies. Well, that's actually perfect for Democrats because that's all they have left is the reptilian brainstem. And that's why they're driven by sex and violence and hatred and mass poisoning. I mean, seriously, the only part of their brains that still work are the reptile parts. Like, you didn't realize the zombie apocalypse was going to be a lizard people zombie apocalypse now, did you? But that's what it has become. What was there a sci-fi TV series about lizard people? What was that? I know in the old Spider-Man comics, before Marvel went all woke, they used to have, like, Spider-Man fought, like, this lizard man that lived in the sewer system where he was apparently testing for COVID outbreaks. Or maybe West Nile virus. Sampling the turds again, sir. I'll turn into a lizard later and assist Nancy Pelosi with winning the White House. Yeah, okay. What was that called? Any of you know? It wasn't like Lizard Man. It was a scientist who turned into a lizard. He was a scientist. That's why he wore a lab coat. It was a lizard. It was a lab coat wearing... arch enemy lizard man who lived in the sewers. I'm not even making this up. Now I gotta find a picture of this. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's Dr. Curtis Connors. He's a genius scientist. This is according to Marvel.com, so this is official. He is a gifted surgeon. I'll bet. He probably can handle a lot of genital mutilations. He's a gifted surgeon and biologist. And he goes to war. He served as a battlefield medic until his arm was injured in an explosion, and then it was amputated. And so he went back to his Florida laboratory, where weird things happen. And then, inspired by a reptile's ability to regenerate lost limbs, he pursues a revolutionary study of reptilian molecular biology and DNA manipulation. And then he creates... and drinks an untested formula, sounds exactly like the FDA, and then within seconds, his lost arm miraculously regenerates. But, says the serum worked, but it's more powerful than Kurt had expected. Yeah, kind of like spike proteins. The chemical mix transforms him into a human lizard. Overwhelmed by his new reptilian nature, he runs for Congress. Oh, wait, no. He flees into the dense Florida swamps. Oh, that's the same as running for Congress. He joined the swamp. From his jungle swampy sanctuary, the lizard builds an army of cold-blooded creatures. In other words, like he clones himself, he replicates like self-replicating mRNA vaccines, aiming to destroy humankind. Exactly what the globalists are doing. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. How did Marvel Comics know about the globalist agenda in the 1970s? Let's see. Rumors of a giant lizard soon spread, drawing the attention of the Daily Bugle, that's the newspaper in New York, and then Spider-Man faces off against Lizard Man. And then Spider-Man forces the lizard creature to drink a reverse solution, and then the lizard creature shrinks back to human form, and his arm is gone, so... oh, well now. So check this out. This is a perfect description of Democrats here. When the lizard emerges, the R-complex of Connor's brain, that's the most primitive region of the human brain containing the most bestial drives, takes over the cerebellum, causing Connors' mind to become progressively inhuman. Again, perfect description of Nancy Pelosi. The lizard gains a quasi-telepathic ability to communicate with and command all reptiles. Democrats can also communicate with their zombie voters through emotions, but not logic or reason, obviously, because that part of the brain is no longer functional. Let's see, all reptiles within about a one-mile radius of himself. Okay, so in his human form, Dr. Curtis Connors is a brilliant biologist and biochemist and a leading herpetologist. That's an expert in herpes, in case you're wondering. Or maybe it's a scientist who studies reptiles, one or the other, not sure, but definitely a Democrat. So let's watch Nancy Pelosi brag about being a reptile. Check this out.
Remember, in the last election, they said we were going to lose 30 or 40 seats. What? They didn't know what they were talking about. We're different from the presidential. We're very discreet, reptilian, cold-blooded. These are the races we have to win. Others are winning the whole country. 10.
So there's a sloshed-up Nancy Pelosi who clearly has a substance abuse problem. And this is not the first time that has emerged. But what happens is when the alcohol levels go up in Nancy, her cognitive function goes down to the reptilian brainstem. And then the reptile comes out. She's like, we're reptilian and cold-blooded, and that's how we're going to win. And who knows how much vodka exactly she's had before this interview, but some of her other interviews are probably competing for the title of the most inebriated former House Speaker. And also, by the way, as a side note, guess who one of the supervillain colleagues of the Lizard Man is? It's the Green Goblin, which is pretty much the male version of AOC, because it's all about being green and having shutting down all energy in America, forcing people to drive EVs. It's the Green Goblin. We're going to gobble up your economy. We're going to gobble up your energy infrastructure. And we're going to drink weird potions and call ourselves, you know, superheroes. So there you go. That's the Democrat Party. Basically, all the villains of Marvel Comics combined. All right, this is Mike Adams here. We're going to talk about all these different forms of gold and silver today. Let me give you my website, too. Some of these companies that offer these are sponsors, and we disclose the links and the sponsors and the discount codes at rangerdeals.com. So here you can see, like, here's the Prepper Bar sponsor. Here's our lab-verified Goldbacks sponsor or affiliate. And then if you scroll down, this is our Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. And let's start over here with this pile of silver spoons and stuff. And yes, you could trade these, you know, in some kind of barter situation, but it's not a format that is easy to know how much it's worth. Next to that, we have so-called junk silver coins here. These happen to be dimes, and this is also called constitutional silver, but this is another form of silver that can be very popular. You can get these from our sponsor here, which is the right here, Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. Then you've got silver bars here. So this is a 0.999 silver bar. I don't know, that's a pretty big chunk of silver right there. It's a way to store bulk silver. So not such a great form for everyday commerce. Next, we go to silver coins. So these are 1 ounce silver rounds. They're quite beautiful and easily recognizable. These are available from different mints all over the world. If you want to get these coins, also, you can go to the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. They are a sponsor of ours, and you can check their prices in real time. They've got them available, insured, discreet delivery straight to your door. Now, then the next one, this is the newest one. These are the Prepper Bars right here. So these are designed to where you can just break off a chunk like this, so it's divisible, right? And these Prepper Bars come in this format. It's a plastic case with a very nice design of the eagles on one side, and then on the back is, it tells you how many ounces. And so this is available now at prepperbar.com, and you use discount code RANGER, and you'll save 10% off of these bars. They also are selling gold bars in the same way, where you can break them off and make them highly divisible. So this is useful in a collapse scenario, or a barter, or a
you know, farmer's market, local commerce type of scenario where you need to break down the metal and you need to make it into, you know, some kind of recognizable, divisible amount. That's a good way to do that. All right, now moving on, then we have gold coins over here. Obviously, these gold coins are worth, you know, a couple $1,000s each, a little bit more, 1 ounce gold coins. But again, hard to break down because how do you chop one into 1,000 pieces? The answer to that is these gold bags. And each one of these has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold literally in it. It's embedded in the bill. And these are available at verifiedgoldbacks.com. So goldbacks make gold divisible, tradable. Again, if you want to know our sponsors and our sources or affiliates in this realm, go to rangerdeals.com and you can see a lot of other special deals that we have for you. Just go to rangerdeals.com and you'll see what we have available for you, the discount codes we've put together. Thank you for your support. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.